Scholars in African history are attending a five-day UNESCO regional conference on the application of the general history of Africa in higher education institutions. The conference in Accra will be officially opened tomorrow in Elmina and focuses on the revision of concepts, paradigms and categorizations used in the social and human sciences applied to Africa. In his remark, UNESCO's representative in Ghana, Teso dos Santos, observed that majority of racial prejudices regarding Africans are from biases inherited historical discourses. He said the time has now come for African scholars to write the history of their continent themselves. Bubu Klinogo's report.
Africa has seen generations of travelers, slave traders, explorers, missionaries, governors, and scholars of all kinds give out its image as a continent of nothing but poverty, barbarism, irresponsibility and chaos. The general history of Africa was therefore initiated in 1964 in response to the aspirations of the newly independent states to decolonize their history. UNESCO representative in Ghana, Teso dos Santos, called for a greater use of the general history of Africa in higher institutions of learning on the continent. The Chief of History and Memory for Dialogue at UNESCO, organizers of the workshop, Chief Ali Musa Iye, spoke about the motivation for the concept of the general history of Africa.
From its inception, the initiative of the general history of Africa stressed the need to revisit not only the historical facts in Africa, but also the way that this history is told. They were aware that centuries of persistent discourses have produced a corpus of biased narratives on Africa that need to be reconstructed. The necessity to revise the categorization used on Africa appear even much more critical as we were embarked in a new phase with the view of elaborating pedagogical content for primary and secondary level, but also in the orientation for the higher education. This material aims at educating future generation and African citizen empowered with the sentiment of self-esteem, self-confidence, and the intellectual capacity to master their destiny.
One of the facilitators at their workshop, Professor Marshall Zebelinga, said Africans must rise up to develop positive concepts about themselves.
When a society doesn't create and doesn't produce its own concept, that society may work on the parts of other societies. That's why we are being mimetic societies. We don't develop our own skills. We don't develop our own knowledge. I know in Ghana you have a very, very important handicraft sector. But you will never hear an economist talking about the Kente economy. But if you know what that business is in Europe today, a lot of countries, Asian countries, they copy African Kentes, they copy African worries, Awale worries, they copy it and they sell it abroad. Why? Because we don't have the idea of our own culture. We don't have the concept to say that this is something that has a value, that is a good resource for us, and we have to promote it. When you don't have your independence in terms of culture, in terms of concept, then you miss your own development.
Professor Zebelinga also touched on the negative impact of the use of European languages on the history of Africa. It is said, until the lions have their own historians, the stories about the struggles in the forest will always favor the hunters. As the African scholars pursue this agenda of rewriting the history of Africa, perhaps it is about time the African media also projected a positive image of the continent. I am Bubu Klinogo reporting for Radio Ghana.